for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all, come on into my house. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Man, I can taste it in the air. We have already had the first official day of fall. We are technically out of summer, and I can taste it. And boy, Jennifer and I took a little trip this past week for a few days up to beautiful White Mountains. And I can tell y'all this. There is a silver lining when 500,000 acres burn in the Wall of Fire. I can tell you from personal experience this past week, the aspen trees are coming back so thick. Me and my dogs can't even walk through the forest. It is unbelievable. And as far as you can see, it's the aspen turning yellow and gold.
It's, I love that.
Absolutely beautiful. And the whole, a little breeze comes and all the quaking aspen leaves start. It's like sequins on thousands. As far as you can see, it's just absolutely gorgeous. Get out and support the travel industry, the lodging industry in Arizona, and get out there and see Arizona.
And that's something, Gary, you mentioned during the break, the leafometer is active. We need to get a leafometer planted into the White Mountains, because right now it's like Oak Creek and Flagstaff and areas right around that I-17 corridor. There's nothing out far west on 260 or 191
We'll have to do a GoFundMe for the leafometer in the White Mountains.
Well, special thanks to Little America up in Flagstaff, who is our partner for the Arizona staycation this month. Have a lot of connection to Little America. It's one of our favorite places to stay in Flagstaff. If you're traveling that area, as a matter of fact, I had a listener this week say she was going to be driving to Southwest Colorado, and she wanted a travel itinerary of everything to see in Northern Arizona. So we spent about 15 minutes on the phone talking about travel safe and get out there and see Arizona. We have a special guest joining us from Flagstaff this morning. I'd like to welcome Dr. Jeff Hall, the director of Lowell Observatory. Absolutely one of my favorite things to do when I'm staying at Little America and traveling the Flagstaff, Coconino County area is get up to Mars Hill. Dr. Hall, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey there. Good morning. Very nice to be here. And great story about the recovery in the Wall of Fire area. That's great to hear.
Oh, man, it's absolutely gorgeous. I tell you, I think Jennifer was going to try and post a picture I took in Facebook, and it's gorgeous. Well, we've invited Dr. Hall today because Jennifer wrote an article on the International Dark Sky. And we invited Dr. Hall in to visit. You know, if you're going to go out and you're going to see Arizona, we hardly ever travel anywhere in Arizona without throwing our telescope in the car and setting it up at night. Dr. Hall, talk about what the dark sky is.
Yeah, you know, Arizona is certainly the best spot in the continental U.S. for astronomy and stargazing. That's why astronomy and optics and related industries are about a $4.5 billion industry here in the state. So certainly a hub of professional astronomy as well as astrotourism. And, you know, preserving the quality of the night sky is central to that. And a lot of communities around Arizona have made commitments to that, including Flagstaff, which was the first International Dark Sky Community awarded back in 2001 by the International Dark Sky Association, which is headquartered down in Tucson.
Now, Dr. Hall, Flagstaff was the first designated in Arizona or in America or in the world?
In the world.
Really?
Yep.
So what does it take to get registered, listed as a dark sky community? Because we've actually got two in Arizona now.
Yeah, there's quite a few, and the IDA has been really smart about this. You don't have to have a dark sky. You just have to have a community commitment to using good outdoor lighting, using appropriate amounts of lighting, and minimizing the light that goes up to create sky glow. So in addition to Flagstaff, You know, we have communities like Sedona and Oak Creek, more recently Camp Verde. And I think really interesting for listeners in the Valley, you know, the good folks in Fountain Hills have received IDA dark sky designation right there on the edge of the Phoenix Metro.
God, that's great. Jennifer compared it in the article to, you know, Teddy Roosevelt doubling the national park system. And the sky, this is like protecting that view. I mean, there's kids that never even see the Milky Way anymore.
That's right. You know, in fact, you look at the Light Pollution Atlas, and we estimate 75 to 80% of the population of the United States lives where you can no longer see the Milky Way. And I can certainly attest to that. You know, we have all the visitors come up to Lowell when we can be open. And so many times I'll use the big green laser pointer and point out the Milky Way, and they're like, what's that? Because they've never seen it.
Wow. Talk about Lowell Observatory, absolutely one of my favorite stops in all of Arizona. We're dealing with the COVID dilemma right now, but are y'all still doing the premium access personal night tours?
We are. There's actually still a lot going on here. You know, we are, of course, we're open to the public when COVID allows us to be, and we're going to try to get back to that as soon as we can. Before COVID hit, you know, we were doing 105,000 visitors a year or so. Now we have to keep it to pretty small groups, pretty private, exclusive experiences, and we'll relax that as soon as we can. But in addition to that, you know, we've got a faculty of 14 professional astronomers, which is sort of the size of a large university department. And, you know, the research is all telescope and computer based. So that's just been cranking along, everybody working from home and continuing to discover new things about the universe.
Well, it's one of my favorite places to play with my mind, is just setting up that telescope and just I like, you know, the moons. We got an ascending moon now, right? There's one eyepiece I have for my telescope. I can actually get in and see the Sea of Tranquility pretty good. And just dreaming about being the person that set foot up there is just where my mind likes to go.
Oh, really? Can you imagine actually setting foot on a different world? That would be pretty extraordinary. And, you know, you can go to our website and read about our new Giovalli Open Deck Observatory, which we opened a year ago. And it's got six, you know, absolute state-of-the-art telescopes. We really spared no expense. And we're using that right now for the premium experiences. But when we're open, it's just a whole new level to the kinds of incredible sights we can show people. So, you know, follow our reopening plan, and once we get through this miserable COVID crisis, we will be back up and running for business.
With our 11 grandchildren, I'll tell you, one of our favorite holiday shopping trips, which has kind of become a little tradition for us, is the Lowell Observatory gift shop. We just try and plant the universe seed, love of the universe in this night sky, with all of our grandchildren. And your gift shop is like one of our favorite shopping destinations.
Yeah, well, our manager does a really good job of trying to get, you know, the best science and astronomy oriented products. You know, we don't want to sort of be just a random souvenir shop. We really want it to be a good science shop that people can pick up quality stuff for themselves and their kids.
Jeff, has the recent smoke in the air affected the view of the dark sky in Flagstaff by chance?
It sure has. We've had a couple of nights where there was so much haze from the California fires that we had to curtail observations. And, you know, with the big research telescopes, we operate our 4-meter Lowell Discovery Telescope. It's a $50 million facility out near Happy Jack. And sometimes when there's a big forest fire, we do have to shut down because we really, really don't like smoke and ash on the mirrors. That's real bad for them.
Wow, man. Well, we've certainly had our share of California smoke for sure. Well, Dr. Hall, I can't thank you enough for taking time of your weekend to join us here. We're going to be watching with a real curious, close eye as to when y'all start reopening phase 1, 2, and 3. But right now, you could make an appointment for premium access with membership, right?
Yep, you can. Yep. And hopefully we can get to phase 2 pretty soon. You know, I'm watching the data every single day. And once we get to phase 2, then we'll have a whole new range of outdoor, mostly outdoor, you know, appropriate group size, lower price tours as we get more and more people back in. And once we get to phase three, then we open up the doors and have a huge party.
All right. Well, I'd like to be there for that, so I'll be watching for it very carefully. Dr. Jeff Hall, director of Lowell Observatory up on Mars Hill, right here in Flagstaff, Arizona.
And before we let him go, if anyone's new to Arizona, I mean, you got to tell what big discovery Lowell is famous for.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So we are the home of Pluto, our very favorite planet, the only planet discovered here in the U.S.
Now, and there was a time where it wasn't a planet and then it is a planet. Where does that stand on classification right now?
Yeah, so that was deliberate. And right now, Pluto is officially classified as a dwarf planet. And that was done back in 2006. And, you know, if you want to have me on the line for about another 2 hours here this morning, we can go into this in detail. But I think there's good reasons to call not just Pluto, but a whole bunch of other objects in the solar system a planet. And in fact, if you want to go to look up Lowell Observatory on YouTube and go back to about the middle of July to our Cosmic Coffee series, and you can watch some videos of me discussing the whole, not only the New Horizons spacecraft exploration of Pluto, but I talked with Dr. Gerard Van Bell of our staff about how do you define a planet? What should we really call Pluto? So you can get more information there.
Well, we will do that, and we'll definitely follow up and schedule, you know, whether it's live on air or special podcast series on that other 2 hours you offered.
It's worth going to Lowell Observatory just hearing the process that discovered Pluto.
Isn't that the one, Rosie, where he just had film?
Yes.
And there was no, like, current-day technology, and the young man was
Take
just comparing these.
I'm not going to remember the story with the accuracy that Dr. Hall and Lowell Observatory
It's a fascinating
deserve,
story.
But it is a fabulous story about somebody believing that it was planetary positioning out there somewhere is based on gravitational observations. I mean, it's like, really? Wow. Well, Dr. Jeff Hall, thanks a million for joining us. If y'all haven't been to Lowell Observatory, you just got to put that on your bucket list.